The Convent Secret, Glass and Steel, Book 5. Written by C.J. Archer. Performed by Marion Hussey. Chapter 1. London, Spring, 1890. Matt had walked to Lady Buckland's house, so there was no rumble of carriage wheels to announce his return to No. 16 Park Street, only the quiet click of the front door unlocking. The sound wrenched my frayed nerves and echoed through the deep silence of the small hours. He was home, thank God. I gathered my wrap around my shoulders and rose from the sofa where I'd given up trying to read an hour ago. I got no further than a few steps before his frame filled the doorway. The lamplight cast a soft glow over his face, highlighting his strong jaw and cheekbones, obscuring the signs of exhaustion. He should be resting, not breaking into the homes of well-to-do ladies.
"I saw the light," he said, prowling into the drawing room.
It would seem that stealth, necessary for the night's burgling, had not yet rubbed off. He stole toward me, without making a sound, nor a hair on his head moving. The dark pits of his eyes threatened to swallow me whole. I couldn't tell whether his excursion had been successful or not, but I could read his desire, or perhaps sense it. Or perhaps I simply wanted it to be there. Wanted it, yet did not at the same time. Dared not. I was suddenly more anxious about being alone with him than I had been waiting for his safe return. "Well?" A whisper was all I could manage as...